Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 95 today under mainly clear skies with a slight chance of rain showers. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Chance of thunderstorms, lows of a low around 65. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 90 degrees.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. President Trump is calling for a ban on Bombardier sales here in the U.S. unless a Canadian company starts manufacturing aircraft here. Bombardier's U.S. headquarters is in Wichita. And this week, the president said part of his issue with Canada is the country won't certify Gulfstream airplanes, an American-based rival to Bombardier. Bombardier released a statement saying its aircraft are built with American-made parts and it values its partnership with America. A man accused of destroying flock cameras in Derby now facing criminal charges. Zachary Miller charged with two counts of damage to property worth between $1,000 and $25,000. And a reminder, Wichita splash pads are still open if you're looking for a way to beat the heat. They're open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. through September 27th. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Cancer. A terrifying diagnosis millions of Americans receive every year. But American Innovation is giving patients a way to fight back and take control of their lives. Breakthroughs in cancer treatment are delivering for patients in Kansas. Therapies that once meant long trips to specialty facilities hours away can now be given faster, more affordably, closer to home. Bureaucrats in Washington are threatening to change that. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, quietly proposed a rule called the Fixed Combination Drug Policy. It sounds harmless. It isn't. It targets the faster, less invasive treatments patients overwhelmingly prefer, and it could make this innovation disappear. There's still time to stop it, but only if you make your voice heard. Ask Senators Marshall and Moran to stand up for cancer patients. Protect the treatments patients prefer and deserve. Paid for by American Commitment.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas wheat growers preparing for fall planting may want to keep the 2027 National Wheat Yield Contest in mind as they choose varieties and make management decisions. The National Wheat Foundation is making several changes to next year's contest, which recognizes growers for both high yields and wheat quality. For 2027, yield categories will be more closely aligned with wheat quality classes, and the large dryland winter wheat category will be divided into separate classes. A new Durham category is also being added, with 30 national winners expected to be recognized. For Kansas growers, preparation starts with variety selection. Producers are encouraged to consider not only yield potential, but also disease resistance, maturity, agronomic characteristics, and end-use quality. Kansas was also one of 8 states participating in a digital yield pilot in 2026, which allows growers to use precision agriculture data and calibrated harvest equipment to verify yields across large fields. Entries for the 2027 National Wheat Yield Contest open March 1st, with final categories, deadlines, and requirements available through the contest website. Feel the squish of the grapes in the time-honored tradition of grape stomping as you help celebrate the grape and farm winery industries in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will host the 20th annual Kansas Grape Stomp on Saturday, September 12th at 1 p.m. in Gottschalk Park at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. Gather around the grape tubs to watch state and local leaders and others stomp grapes to salute the Kansas grape and farm winery industries. The competitive stomp-off will lead the event, and an open stomp for all Kansas state for attendees will follow. As of August 2026, there are 52 farm wineries throughout Kansas, which contribute to the local economy and are a growing part of agritourism. KDA is committed to advocating for and promoting the agriculture industry, the state's largest industry, employer, and economic contributor, and encourages all fairgoers to attend the Grape Stomp to have fun while learning about the grape and farm winery industries in Kansas. A 15-year-old boy was hospitalized early Saturday morning after being ejected from a pickup in northwest Kansas. The crash was reported shortly after 8:30 a.m. near the intersection of U.S. Highway 24 and Thomas County Road 12, roughly 6.5 miles west of Colby. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the teen was driving a 1999 Ford F-150 east on the highway when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle exited the roadway. He then overcorrected back onto the highway, causing the pickup to slide sideways before entering a ditch. It then rolled multiple times before coming to rest on its wheels. The teen was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash and was ejected from the pickup, according to the KHP. He was taken to a Colby hospital with suspected serious injuries. Results from the Norton Blue Jay cross country at the Goodland Invitational. Girls team results: Norton placed first with 19 points. Finishers from the Norton's cross country team include Emma Collins, first; Kaysen Miller, third; Cassidy McLean, sixth; Danica Frick, ninth; Clara Wessels, 11th; Riley Gibbons, 15th; Gabby Rios, 19th; and for the JV, Bailey Thompson finished third. Team results from the boys' cross country include Norton placing first with 42 points. Individual results include Jace Bailey, 6th, Kaysen Bailey, 7th, Elvis Green, 9th, Caleb Keysweater, 12th, Tristan Talent, 13th, Uriah Boggs, 18th, Chaz Lozar, 23rd, and in JV action, Michael Urban, 1st, and Cohen Lowry, 2nd. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Governor Laura Kelly has proclaimed September as Hunger Action Month in Kansas, bringing attention to food insecurity and the importance of making sure Kansans have access to safe, nutritious, and affordable food. Food insecurity continues to affect thousands of people across the state and can have an impact on health, learning, productivity, and overall well-being. Just over an estimated 143,000 Kansas children and more than 56,000 seniors experience food insecurity. The Governor's Council on Wellness says addressing hunger takes cooperation among state agencies, schools, healthcare providers, businesses, nonprofits, faith communities, and local organizations. Regional food banks, including Harvesters, the Kansas Food Bank, and Second Harvest Community Food Bank, also play an important role in connecting families with food and other resources. Throughout Hunger Action Month, Kansans are encouraged to get involved in volunteering, supporting local food banks and hunger relief organizations, or simply helping raise awareness about food insecurity in their communities. Two women are in custody after a shooting incident at a Kansas home. Just after 9:30 p.m. Sunday, police responded to a report of a possible drive-by shooting, according to a media release from Bel Air Police. Officers located and collected several spent shell casings from the area and interviewed two individuals who were initially believed to be victims. The individuals told police that a group of five females, including some of whom were under the age of 18, had arrived at the residence and egged the house. The group then fled in a white Jeep and several rounds from a gun were discharged towards them. During the follow-up investigation, police located the Jeep and observed bullet holes indicating the vehicle had been struck by gunfire gunfire. The occupants of the Jeep had been shot by a person from the house they egged. Police applied for and obtained a search warrant for the home that was egged. Officers served the warrant and detained two adult women, including 21-year-old Erica Burns, according to online jail records. The women were arrested on requested charges of aggravated assault, criminal discharge of a firearm, criminal damage to property, reckless child endangerment, destruction of evidence, and interference with law enforcement. The women are expected to make a first court appearance later in the week. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The addition of objective yield and field surveys this month continues to solidify USDA's latest crop report forecast. Rod Bain has the details.
How USDA's September set of crop production reports and World Ag supply and demand estimates build upon initial field survey numbers from August. As World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski explains,
we're really at the stage where we can go out there and do some real objective assessments of the size of the crop based on yield sampling. And that's exactly what NASA's doing right now. They're doing some objective yield surveys. So they're going out into the field, counting the number of ears, measuring the number of ears, figuring out how much.
Also of interest, how production and yield forecasts for some summer grown crops may be impacted by periods of intense heat over the summer. The September round of USDA's crop production and commodity supply and demand reports are set for release Friday, September 11th at noon Eastern Time. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, DTN reports that, of course, we know that Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to visit the U.S. on September 24th after a one-day summit over war-sanctioned artificial intelligence. But the Chinese government said recently it must overcome obstacles before a meeting is finalized. They were reporting that the summit is expected to focus heavily on tensions surrounding the war in Iran and regulation of high-dollar technology. But for agriculture, the meeting could offer another test of China's commitments to buy U.S. soybeans and an opportunity to discuss new restrictions and tariffs on drones. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, the Kansas Agriculture Network. Still expecting another hot afternoon across much of the state of Kansas for this afternoon, but some relief in store as a cold front works from northwest to southeast over the next 24 to 36 hours. We'll finally break that heat wave across more of the state into the day on Wednesday. Still closer to those lower 100s, though, in areas like Wichita over to near Chanute. And then everyone getting in on those cooler temperatures. By the time we get to Thursday, we'll ease all the way back into the 80s for high temperatures for most of Kansas. We'll have a chance for some showers and storms for this afternoon for far northern and western Kansas, spreading farther southeast Wednesday and Wednesday night. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 90s for Goodland, closer to 100 degrees though over to near Hill City, and a slight chance for some hit or miss type showers and storms. We'll have our winds turning to the northeast at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. into north central Kansas for this afternoon. Sunny to partly cloudy skies, a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm late, high temperatures from 100 to 104. Lover winds out of the south and southwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon on the hot side, with highs from 100 to 105 degrees. Lover winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Hot conditions for southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, highs from 100 to 104 degrees, winds out of the south and southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into south central Kansas for this afternoon, hot conditions, highs from 103 to 107 with breezy south winds 10 to 20, and mostly sunny for southwestern Kansas with highs in the lower 100s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life. Here's a way to start a conversation. Your family is going over to your neighbor's home for dinner for the first time. How would you ask if there are any unlocked guns in the home?
Hey!
Hey, we're so excited for tonight. Before we come over, may I ask a few questions?
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, we have a dog.
Great. Do you have a pool outside?
Nope, just a big old backyard.
Nice. Another question. Are there any unlocked guns in the home?
Our guns are stored securely, locked in a safe that the kids can't access.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, let's just talk about what we can bring for dessert.
Learn how to have the conversation at agreetoagree.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com and never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Norton's Classic Hits, Q106.7.